What's good, everybody? This is Mr. Composition, the MC that writes fiction, and we're back at it with a Black Clover Chapter 318 review. Now, this was actually earlier than expected. We get the official chapter this Sunday coming up, so that's going to be cool. But everything came super early, which there's no complaints, especially with a fire chapter like this. Now, before we begin, if you're new to the channel, make sure to hit that like button. Make sure to hit the subscribe button with notification bells on. I want to try to get this to 30 likes. I mean, we can do 30 likes, right? Let's get 30 likes. But yeah, let's go ahead and dive into it. Now, these are the fan translations. So this chapter is called Presence of the Demon King, and man, it starts off crazy. It's just all like Lucifero is just like levitated in the air while Asta's sitting up there on his sword, and Lee Bae's just saw like Lucifero. He has this flashback, the King of Devils. He's the bastard who, and he's all like, "Do you remember me?" Now, this is so funny because Lee Bae is about that life, even though he is sweaty, probably shitting bullets. He's just all like, "Do you remember me?" And he's in his little Chibi form, and I'm just like, the look that Lucifero gives him is like straight up death. It's straight up death. His whole, like, this whole part is straight up darker than the rest of his body, and he's looking at him, and you get this how Lee Bae regularly looks, and he's like, "You're the one." And then you get the Chibi Lee Bae who killed Lisita. The little Chibi Lee Bae looks all types of crazy, but it's still cute and adorable though. But it looks all types of crazy. But Lucifero is just all like, I don't even have any idea what you're talking about. And on top of that, you're trash. Without so much as a scrap of magic power, I would not tolerate the existence of one such as you." And his presence alone drops him, Lee Bae and Asta, like straight to the ground, just like with Dante. Now, Asta is completely now aware of the power that he has. Now, Lee Bae comes out, he's all like, "More than anything, what I want is to defeat him." And Asta's just all like, "I got it. Devil Union." And he kind of uses the sword to kind of put himself back up, you know? And then we get this interesting slide through transition over to where Noct is at. And it looks like Noct is helping some people within his shadow. He's all like, "Don't make any sudden moves." And then he yells out to Asta, and Asta sits up there, brings the sword, and Lucifero just, have you seen or heard the phrase of somebody looking salty? You know, or someone who, you know, when they say like, "You got your panties in a..." Lucifero is a physical manifestation of that. If you just look at the way that he is built, he is literally built like a panties in a bunch. Like, he's just ringed out. Like, no wonder he's just so upset. But, you know, we know that we get awareness of Asta's magic tracking as he goes to go towards Lucifero. Now, the second layer demon goes to say that, so there's someone who can move within Lucifero-san's ability. Doesn't have any magic either. What a weirdo. Now, this second, you know, level devil seems pretty chill, you know? So I'm curious to see how this, you know, progresses in regards to that. And Asta's just all like, "It doesn't matter how strong his magic is." And then he's all like, "W Union still has 4 minutes. And then, ka-ching! Poof! Lucifero catches this, man. He catches it with his bare hands. Like, Aizen Ichigo, like Goku in Future Trunks, he caught this joint, man. And then he sits up there and he catches it to the point that it is not moving. Like, Asta's just all like, what? It won't move. And then Lucifero goes, touches it, slides his hand, and then a drip of blood, you know, falls. And yo, the face that Lucifero has, this is a face of nightmares, because he's just like, you piece of filth. And he punches Asta so hard. So hard that Asta's just all like, yo, I can't even see straight, you know? And while this is going on, we see this panel where it is Vanessa and Yami's like laying there, and Vanessa says that Rogue's power saved us somehow, but I can't keep this up much longer. And Captain Yami, he's getting weaker and weaker. We went through all the trouble to save him, but if we don't do something now. And the second layer demon also says, although incomplete, Lucifero-san's magic and physical abilities are simply unmatched. No matter how strong or unusual it is, the ant can never defeat the elephant. And so he gets knocked over there to where Yami and Vanessa are, and Lucifero is like right behind them, and you can see the pressure that all this is. And she's just like, if he so much as comes a little closer, we'll all be crushed, you know. And she goes on to say, just his presence alone is enough to force everything down. People, magic, even fate itself. This is the king of devils. And Asta sitting up there like, all he did was punch me and yeah, I can't see straight. He's seeing those, you know, stars, you know, in the background. And while he's doing that, we see a familiar foot. This little grunt is giving it his all. And then it ends with the captains, and it's like, let's join them, shall we? And we got Nozel, we got Marileona, we got Fergoleon, we got Rill in the back, we got Dorothy, we got Jack. We haven't seen him since he was gonna chop up Dante. And then we got Charlotte, you know. So then Asta sitting up there like, oh snap, you know. So I'm very curious to see what chance in hell they have against Lucifero. But you know, basically in my personal opinion, I don't think they are going to defeat him versus like sending him back. And what that will allow is for him to find a different way to come back out, but I don't think that it's gonna be at the price of nothing, you know. So maybe their reasoning to get back is to get Asta, all the while Asta's working on his way to get out. And you know, maybe something like that, I'm not sure. But all in all, this chapter is really, really dope. I am super hyped because if you check out RTL Faith, he brought this up in his chapter review, but we've never seen all the captains fighting against someone like this. We've seen them, you know, in little mini groups, you know, and even when they were going against each other, it was still just like not all of them together like this. I mean, we have to take into consideration that Marileona can mess with the, you know, that's the thing. They're not all arcane, but some of them have gone against Supreme. They've all gone against Supreme Devils, or at least seen their power. So them coming together, I think that they'll at least, there should be some pushback. And Asta still having Devil Union can still be an inaugural part of this defeat. Like I said, I don't think that's going to be without casualties. But we'll see. We'll see. Anyways, guys, this is my Black Clover Chapter 318 review. Definitely when the official chapters come out, we'll know exactly what's going down. But hey, make sure to leave a like. Make sure to hit that subscribe notification bells on. And check out the link in the description for all the goodies. And this is Mr. Composition. Peace. In the darkness, turn the galaxy into my office. Translating thoughts into deep science. Got the sun in my pocket, build your resilience. So when the next winter cycle comes, I prepare with no losses. The work of the solo, it's a boss. At the